A marathon game leads to an extremely late night for a couple baseball teams in southern Wisconsin. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by SportsEngine.com. More high school sports news after this.
WisSports.net is honored to serve as your go-to source for high school sports coverage in Wisconsin. We couldn't do it without being powered by Sports Engine. Sports Engine provides us with a world-class website, allowing us to keep our focus on bringing you the best and most complete news, analysis, stats, and information on your favorite teams and players. Leagues, clubs, teams, and schools across Wisconsin are already using Sports Engine for their sports technology, and we recommend you do as well. Check them out at SportsEngine.com.
Sometimes circumstances conspire to create unique situations that no one saw coming. Take, for instance, a baseball doubleheader featuring four different teams in one location on an early season Tuesday night. Seems harmless enough until the first game between Janesville Parker and Verona lasts 4 hours and 33 minutes, with Verona scoring a 6-5 victory in 16 innings. A sacrifice fly from Jared Grassman that played at Tristan Largent in the top of the 16th proved to be the winning run for the Wildcats. The second game between Janesville Craig and Madison La Follette was scheduled to begin at 7:15 p.m., but instead didn't get underway until 9:54. That one went just a bit quicker, thanks to a run rule shortened 11-1 victory from Craig, as senior Evan Spry fired a one-hitter. In other big early season showdowns on Tuesday, Waupun topped Campbellsport 7-0. The team shared the East Central Conference title last year. Elsewhere, Fenimore took down two-time defending SWAL champion Darlington 2-1 on the road to get an early leg up in the league race. It was a non-conference doubleheader, but Eau Claire North was impressive in topping La Crosse Logan 11-1 and 5-1 on Tuesday. All-state candidate Tanner Halverson threw five scoreless innings in the opener and homered in the second game. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.